The Business Super Conference that all of you need to be at is finally here. Tickets have dropped to the original VFriends holders, but are now available to buy. I have a link in my bio for the people that have never bought an NFT but want to come because they've heard that Busta Rhymes and Deepak Chopra and Steve Bartlett and all these people are speaking. Go to vcon.co, C-O, drop the M, to see what's going on there. But the link in my bio has a site that we have on VCon that will let you fill it out and will help you get a ticket to our super conference, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis, Indiana. The conference is bananas. The 50 speakers I'm about to announce, bananas. This is the huge super business, pop culture, and innovation conference. I want everybody in my community to be there. So link in bio or click here because the team is using this in all sorts of formats to make sure you get to Indy in May for the super business conference of the year. I hope to see all of you there.
If you're deeply unhappy, instead of blaming everyone else for it, put in the work to get out of it. Because you can. I believe in people. Also, people have an obsession to think things are black and white. No, Gary, you don't get it. I'm like, okay. Fine. I don't get it. You've just thrown up the white flag and just have decided to live unhappy when there's a million modern ways to get out of it. No, I think it was just the cocoon that I lived in. And this is why I always talk about like suffocating all the information. Like, you know, I listened to my mom. I listened to positive people around me. And I didn't listen to a lot of influential family members I had in my life. Cousins, grandparents, like things of that nature. And friends. I just limited envy and jealousy, and I leaned into optimism and gratitude, and I've been practicing it for 40 fucking years, and here I am. But what I've seen that really inspires the shit out of me, which is why I'm making this comment on this video, is I've watched people who for 37 years or 18 years or 22 years be the opposite, come into our world or other people's worlds, or marry someone who's positive and grateful, and I've watched them shift their perspective. Humans are byproducts of the information and the energy they decide to consume. This is why I get so crazy about like people who wanna like stay in unhappiness. Like if you're unhappy, if you're deeply unhappy, instead of blaming everyone else for it, put in the work to get out of it. Because you can, I believe in people. This is not like you're an asshole, dude, you know, like you're a bad guy, like you go, you fucking, no, this is like, I fucking believe in you. Like you can do it, right, Dust?
Yes, sir.
You believe that, right?
I believe I'm to try all the time.
Right, and you believe that everyone has different levels of talent to be able to pull it off, but us within our own selves have the capacity to move the ball down the field and choose it and be a little bit better than before.
Definitely.
Avi. Do you feel, Avi, that you are more optimistic and like positive because we've been around each other?
Absolutely.
Truly? Nope, yeah. Don't bullshit me
now. In my
now.
Heart, yeah.
In absolutely. Your heart?
Yeah.
Mainly because it's just the energy that's always around? Do you I think it just seeps? We haven't really talked like that.
No, but the energy, the life experience, it's all positive. And I truly believe like any one of us can overcome anything. We just probably need a little push, a little encouragement.
Or serendipity, or the luck of the draw of getting into an environment that's that way. But then when I say the luck of the draw, one can create their luck by acknowledging right in this minute as you watch this fucking video or listen to it on podcast that you're like, fuck it. Like everyone has a fuck it moment. It gets really cozy to blame perfection for not doing shit. Oh, you don't get it, Julian. I'm a perfectionist. That's why I can't put out this video. This is why I'm not starting my photography career. I'm a perfectionist. No, you're not. You're cute with your words and you're using it as an excuse to not do because you fear failure. You're not a perfectionist. You're an avoider.
Their scales get reset. They're starting at -5 instead of at 0. So them getting to just...
-2?
Yeah, is great. Or
I agree.
They find comfort in being in that position because that's what they knew for so long.
Yeah, they find comfort, but what they're doing is they're avoiding accountability. Fear. Fucking hate fear, man. Boy, do I fucking hate fear. Boy, do I hate fear.
Yeah, it's like the perfection thing. It's not about being a perfectionist. You're afraid to fail.
100%. And it's a cute version. You don't have the humility to admit that you're scared, so you created this real pretty package called perfection. Boy, do I get triggered when people say I'm a perfectionist. I get triggered, and it's funny, not anger, deep empathy. I'm like, wow, you're deeply scared, and you've manipulated yourself and others to hide that you're scared. It's really easy to be like, well, my mom f***ed me. I'm like, but you're 37, you're 29, you're 44. Like, why are you just gonna be like, I got f***ed? Like everyone got f***ed. This is the other thing. People just decided that everyone else's life is perfect. Like, you have no idea what's going on in someone's head or their four walls behind their door. They have it better. You f***ed me. What about putting it on yourself?
Just, using half that energy.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is why accountability is fucking, it's all accountable. That lady just now, earlier, right? You saw her. She was like, I heard you speak. And 4 months later, I did, like, it seemed what she was trying to say to me was, I was there, but then you gave, like, I just heard you say it, do it. And I was like, fuck it, that was my time. And we're all affected by that.
It happened to me with you also.
Really? Yeah. A specific exact second where you're like, fuck it, I'll fight for it? Or something different? Or you mean?
Quitting my job.
Happened. With me specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and like, by the way, I'm just one human. There's fucking lots of people doing different versions of this. For health and wellness, for mental health, for physical health, for, I mean, just like lots of things. It's just like, if you want to find positivity, it's everywhere. There's just way too much momentum right now of people looking for negativity. Also, people have an obsession to think things are black and white. Okay, you don't get it. I'm like, okay. Fine. I don't get it. You've just thrown up the white flag and just have decided to live unhappy when there's a million modern ways to get out of it. Literally making a playlist of positive songs and just listening to it every morning for an hour fundamentally can shift someone. Just that. Go to fucking Spotify and type in positive.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.